During the times of the Mishnah, when there was not a fixed calendar, the Sanhedrin, which was the main largest base then, would need to decide each year whether to make that year a leap year. A leap year would mean adding an extra month, an Adar Sheni. And the reason why leap years need to be added every few years is because the Torah, or one of the reasons is because the Torah says that Pesach always needs to fall in the spring. Now, because the Jewish calendar goes by the moon and not the sun, if there were never any leap years, then Pesach could end up in a different season. And because of that, the Sanhedrin would decide each year whether to add a leap year or not. And they could do so up until the last day of the year. Until the last day of the first Adar. If they decide to add another Adar, then it would be a leap year. So what happens if Koras HaMegillah B'Adar HaRishon, if everybody read the Megillah in the first Adar, because the leap year had not yet been decreed, and then after Purim in Sabra Hashana, it was decreed that that year would be a leap year. Says the Mishnah, Konos of Adar Hasheni, everybody has to read the Megillah and perform all of the mitzvahs of Purim again in the second Adar. During years in which there is a leap year, the date of Purim is always in the second Adar. And the Gemara explains that this is in order to celebrate the victory and the redemption from Haman and Ahasuerus as close as possible to celebrating the redemption from Mitzrayim on Pesach. So since Pesach is 1 month later in Nisan, so Purim should be celebrated as close as possible, and so they didn't really keep Purim at all in the first Adar, because that year, that comes out that it wasn't the date of Purim. Right? Says the Mishnah, Eimin Adar Rishon Adar Hasheni, there is no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar on a year in which there is indeed a second Adar, except for reading the Megillah and performing the mitzvah of giving gifts to the poor people. And the same goes for eating the Seudah of Purim, the meal, and giving Mishloach Monos. The point of the Mishnah is just to tell us that just like on Purim, it is forbidden to fast or to eulogize over people who had died, it is likewise forbidden to do so even on the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon. Even though that year it's not going to be Purim, since it's sort of fit to be Purim, it is still forbidden to do those things on that date, even in Adar Rishon.